That moment from President Trump's rally last night in Greenville, North Carolina, is still echoing today. The moment came after the president named one of four Democratic congresswomen of color, Ilhan Omar, the only one not born in the U.S., who has made statements questioning Americans who support Israel no matter what.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
Send her back, as Trump didn't stop them. But today, he told reporters he disagreed with that chant. Well, Andrew Green was there at last night. He's a member of the North Carolina College Republicans, a junior studying political science at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. We spoke with him before the president spoke today and asked Andrew, was he chanting?
I was not personally chanting myself. I think it was a lot of loud people around the stadium. I think the crowd was split half and half as far as people that were chanting and people that weren't. I think the chanting started, they were more doing it as just to say they're standing with their president, that his comments had been somewhat misinterpreted. I think a lot of people, you know, see the president and see what he said, not necessarily in a racist light, but him saying that, you know, if I was to myself being an American citizen, want to move to Germany, why would I want to move there if, like, I didn't agree with anything in their society or culture? And I think they see AOC and Ilhan Omar and these other candidates who are constantly, you know, berating America and our values and our culture and stuff. And they see that and they're like, well, if you hate it so much, then why did you move here and come here?
Andrew, I got to hold you up.
Okay.
Andrew, they were chanting, send her back, which is a very threatening phrase, send someone out of the country.
Uh-huh.
It has echoes of right-wing movements of the past. But also, these are people, three
yes.
of them were born here. One came when she was a young person. You also mentioned, why would I move to Germany if I didn't like Germany? But this is America, and people born here, don't we have the right, because we're Americans, that's what's so special about America, to debate and question policy? I'm thinking of someone else who raised his voice and was vilified and was killed. And that's Martin Luther King. Now, as you look at history, did he have the right to raise his voice and question this country's policies? I mean, and do we want, I mean, are you worried that, I don't know, you are in that crowd. Did you worry that that anger could lead to something pretty tragic?
I definitely believe that both Martin Luther King and Omar have had the right to stand up and to say what they believe. It's the same thing with Kaepernick. You know, he has the right to, you know, say what he wants to say. Mm-hmm. But they're attacking our American values. And so there's, of course, some people, I think, that, you know, just say things out of pure emotion, like to send her back. I don't think it's a really well thought out position. And I think we all believe that, you know, she has her rights to voice her opinion and such. It's more about, you know, getting her out of office if you don't believe in what she's saying, kind of thing.
Yeah. Look, you are a Republican. On Monday, you're going to the Leadership Institute in Virginia for 2 weeks of training and GOP campaign work. This must feel very exciting. You're taking off next semester to go set up a chapter of college Republicans on every campus in the state that you're sent to. What will you say to encourage others to join you as a young Republican? What is it that is resonating with this president for you?
I think for me, it's many things. It's the economy, the fact that, you know, we as college students come out of college, we have more job opportunities now than ever before. You know, I think the economy is definitely moving in the right direction. I really feel like, you know, America is seen as a power in the world again, whether that be with North Korea or, you know, China. And as far as my message to them is, you know, I believe in Judeo-Christian values, and I believe in certain values that we as Americans hold. And so if you believe in those values, you should stand up and fight for them. And so as far as myself, I look forward to going and finding those people that, you know, will stand up for their values and will listen to the other side, but will also, you know, stand up for what they believe in.
That's Andrew Green. He was at President Trump's rally last night. He is a member of the North Carolina College Republicans, a junior studying political sci at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.